You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia tau te rangi marie, o rangi nui e tui honei, o papu tuanuku e takatonei, o te tai ao e awhinei I a tātou, tihei Māori ora. This is The Green Desk on 95BFM.
This week on The Green Desk, Jack takes a look at Auckland's Climate Action Plan, which is currently under development. And he spoke with John Morrow, Auckland Council's Chief Sustainability Officer, about how this plan will help prepare us for the effects of a drastically changing climate.
So what we need to do, so we've got all these kind of early actions where we're starting to do great things in green infrastructure and low carbon transport and climate resilience and more local economies, but without a real clear picture of where we're aiming for, where we need to get to, it's really hard to know the pace and the scale of the change we need to make. So Auckland's Climate Action Plan, we happen to be convening, but we're certainly not the ones who are delivering it. This is one thing where council has a role, but we really need a cross-sector approach to this. We need civil society with us, we need government with us, we need the private sector with us, we need organizations with us. And largely at this point, that's what we have. We've run a pretty solid process of bringing people together. We've got a public platform called climateakl.nz, which anybody listening to this can throw their ideas out there. And if they're good ideas, people will rank your ideas to the top. And if you become one of those top ideas, then we're really committed to taking your ideas and making it come to life in the plan so that we can actually implement the idea. So we try to run a process that's inclusive because climate change and the response to climate change needs to be inclusive. We can't transition to a zero carbon climate resilient society if we leave people behind. And so it's as much about emissions reduction and resilience as it is about fairness, about equality and equity, and about things like better health outcomes and more tenure, predictability for rentals and prosperity and longer-term prospects for jobs and retraining, environmental outcomes, social cohesion. I'd even say better democracy. You know, people that feel like they're more into making the decisions as a society for themselves. And so I know that's kind of a big, lofty goal to kind of unify all those things together, but the Climate Action Plan is really going to be our initial pathway of how to get to zero carbon or low carbon society that's resilient to climate change. But kind of this, you know, that's the sort of secondary benefit. You know, the primary benefit is what kind of society do we want to live in? You know, largely, if you ask people on the street, I'd guess you probably get answers like, hey, I just want to get to work faster, easier, maybe even have fun doing it. You probably get answers like, I want to make sure that my job doesn't go away or that I'm ready for the economy of the future. You probably hear things like, I'm tired of getting flooded out by storm surge or by flooding. We kind of all want the same things. You know, generally, we want to be safe, healthy, have, ease of getting around, feel like we're part of something. So if the climate plan can help deliver some of that, then it will be successful. And I think the other point that we're trying to make on this is in a place like Tamaki Makaurau, there's very few things that make us different from the rest of the world. I hate to say that. It sounds a bit arrogant as an American saying that about my adopted homeland. But really, there are only a couple things. I mean, it's a beautiful city. And to some degree, we have an edge on most every other city in the world in terms of our natural beauty. But it's also a Maori city. And this is a Maori country. And I think the way that we can integrate Te Ao Māori into this climate plan to reflect the real cultural heritage of Aotearoa New Zealand and Tamaki Makaurau is actually really, really important, and that's something we're committed to doing.
Undoubtedly, touching on your point, like the more we can invest into this climate plan together, like the other day I saw someone walking down the street and they just picked up a piece of rubbish off the street and put it in the bin. And that's how you know that someone's actually invested in their community when they're going to take the initiative to, you know, clean up because they actually feel like, you know, it's clean for them. And we're going to put a link up on the podcast with the link to that Auckland Climate Change Plan that people can get involved in with themselves. But then the next question I wanted for you was how do we actually measure performance at the moment in Auckland? Because, you know, it's a lot easier to meet targets if they don't exist, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, look, some people say if it's not measured, it doesn't matter. You know, I think to some degree that's true. One easy way to measure, I mean, the whole list of things I just said, each one of those things is its own separate measure. You know, like you can measure things like PT patronage, you know, frequency and reliability of your public transport network. You can measure the quality of your built environment and the healthiness of your indoor air quality. You could really get down to specifics. At a regional level, though, there's at least a couple things we need to do as part of this plan. We need to make sure that emissions go down. And that's not just per capita. We're committed as a nation now to a pathway toward a zero carbon economy and society. And I would position Auckland as needing to make a really substantial go at helping us get there. We need a plan that helps us in real buy-in on a plan and implementation that gets us to that sort of zero carbon direction. That's pretty easy because we have an emissions inventory we do every year, and we can see the direction we're going, our per capita emissions, which sectors, you know, for instance, transport's about 39% of our emissions, you know, where we need to focus. So it's quite helpful. The other thing we need to make progress on is climate resilience. And that's a little bit harder to measure because the impacts of climate change range from health and heat impacts to coastal erosion to flooding to soil moisture and agricultural loss. I mean, there's so many things that you can measure with climate resilience. So we need to figure out what those key metrics are. I would also argue, I mean, those are the two big things we want to do with this plan, but if we're not measuring things like how healthy and how connected we are, what our natural environment looks like, you know, those are the knock-on benefits of drawing emissions down. We're building infrastructure, for instance, if it's green infrastructure, it's not just hopefully taking less carbon to build it. It's not just making sure that we have less impact on flooding. It's actually having a demonstrable impact on the quality of water, the quality of human health. So I would say that when we start thinking about what we need to measure, we need to start going a bit wider. Now, luckily, a lot of these things we currently measure for Auckland. Some of them we measure pretty well. There's an initiative that happened not too long ago called Safe Swim, where we're actually predicting the quality of our swimability in our water. It's pretty public-facing. I'd say it's pretty gutsy because it actually says, hey, this is where we're not doing well. There's some things like air quality that we're measuring, but actually maybe not measuring well enough. You wouldn't imagine air quality as being a major problem in Auckland, and largely it's not a huge problem like it might be in some large cities in the world, but increasingly it's something we need to think about. And so how well are we measuring? Are we measuring in places that it matters? Are we telling a true story of the quality of our air? So I would say to some degree we're measuring some things, and that's really important. We need to make sure that we take a holistic approach to it, and we actually need to tell the story. We need to report this stuff and make sure that it's not just measurement for measurement's sake, but it's actually being reported and actually influencing decisions to make it better.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM. Tihe Modi Ora.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.